Blog Talk Radio.
Give me the microphone,
the Gregory Show. I'm going to give him the microphone. Welcome to Gregory.
What's up? And welcome to the Gregory Show. I'm 15 years old, and welcome to my show. I will come on at 9 o'clock to 9:15. I'd like to thank Granny's Place for the internet and to put me on the show. My caller number is 310-983-4126. And tonight we'll be talking about my first day back in high school. My high school today was really, really fun. At first, I didn't think it was going to be that fun because, you know, I'd go back to school with a lot of raggedy people and I got to deal with their mess all the time over and over again. But it kind of changed. It really was fun. I got classes with people I didn't know, so I didn't have to really deal with nothing this year. And then that was real, really, really fun. My classes I have, my third period class, English. My second period is gym. My third period is geometry. Then I have French. Then I have world history. Then I have chemistry. Then I have business and law. And those are really great classes. They're all over the school, everywhere. I have classes in the B hallway, in the M hallway, the L's, I's, and the K hallway. All over. I got some pretty nice teachers and teachers that I probably can get along with in the beginning of the year. So I would try to get along with them. And also what I have is I have wonderful friends this year. I have new friends this year. So I can count on more people because some of the other people I have in classes with, I don't really have them as much as I did last year. So let's thank God for having new friends and stuff, and it gives me the knowledge to make new friends. You know, and it was real, real nice. And one of my one of the funniest things that happened this year was when I saw friend saw this person that from last year, and I knew who the person was. I guess he didn't recognize it because it had been for a long time. He was like, "Yo, you got ugly." I rolled and laughed, you know, because that was really, really funny to me. I was like, everybody ages. I guess people say I don't age or something because I still look the same since I was a little boy, that's what everybody said. And some people say my face don't change. I think my face changed. That's just me. You know, I get older. Other people's face don't change. They're the same from last year and the year before then. And so that was really funny what you said. And it is kind of true. People do get ugly. The pretty people that you saw from last year was all beautiful and she's sexy. She got this. She got that. And you come out today, she's all ugly and all like this and all out of shape and stuff. It's just real, like, it's real out of there. My favorite class would be English. I like to say English too because because I like teachers and stuff like that. I think it would be the easiest class besides, besides French and stuff, because, you know, I already know English, so that would be, like, a better class. And so French is going to take a little time for me to get used to, but I'm going to end up getting it. I'm going to have to get out on pop quizzes and stuff. The lady I met today, my French teacher, I forgot her name, I forgot her name, but it was she's a real. Her name is Rosa. I forgot. Yes, her name is Rosa, and she's a real nice teacher. She's a short young lady. She graduated from UNT. She's real nice. She's really, really nice. If you get along with her, she'll get along with you. You share respect for her. She shares respect for you. And then I have other classes. I have a class with my I won't call him a baseball coach just yet because I haven't tried out yet. But I have a class with one of the baseball coaches, and he is my math teacher. And so I will try to get better at that, so I can go ahead and get on the baseball team. Because if I don't do good in his class, you never know what could happen, you know. So I just get better at baseball and get better at math at the same time, and I just need to learn how to focus more on certain stuff. But the classes were real fun. That would be my favorite class, would be English, like I said. And my schedule days sometimes, I have eight C lunches on A days and D lunches on D days. So that's also new, because last year I had C for both. I had C and D last year, but this year I got C and B. Hopefully next year I'm gonna have to get C. I'll probably get A and B, or A and D, either one. But yeah, the lunches are real fun, and only one bad thing happened this year. But I really care about that, because I knew some of the kids that were doing it, so I know they knew better than to do that. But I guess since they're supposed to be part of a little group or something, they didn't act all bad and stuff. So they good. And then as I said, our teachers are really nice. You just have to get to really know them, because without really knowing them, then they could be like real jerks or something, you know. And some teachers, they cuss, but they don't cuss at you. Like, say for instance, you know how like you hit your toe or you crack your finger knuckles or something, and you might cuss a little bit. That's what they do. They cuss like that, but they don't cuss towards you. Or say something on their nerve from earlier, and then you walk past them or something, and they say a certain word. They're not talking at you. They're just talking about what they did earlier or what they remember or something they forgot to do. And then I have to really work on this year is my anger management, because this year I'm really not getting along with some stuff. And so, because sometimes I have to be used to doing all the time, like waking up early in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I'm like an afternoon type of person. And the sun is already up and it ain't already coming up, you know. But, you know, I don't like waking up extra early at the butt crack of dawn, you know. You know, that's how you catch pneumonia and stuff, you know. My mama always talking about if I stay up for this long, I can do this, I can do that. I'm going to catch this and that. And that's how I feel nowadays when I gotta wake up extra early. And then at least I get to walk to school with the friends that live around the neighborhood with me. And some of them are freshmen, some of them are sophomores, some of them are juniors, you know, some of them are seniors, and they're really good. So yeah, I got some friends that motivate me and stuff. In school, some of my friends that are around the block I have them in classes. Some of them I see them a lot in the hallway. So it just really be fun to me. And so I get some of them that I lunch with, so I can just tell them what teacher I have and what teacher that's real fun and the most prettiest teacher and stuff. And we can agree and disagree and stuff like that. And it's really a thrill to be here to be a 10th grader this year. Because last year it was a rough year to start, and this is, I would like to say this is going to be my easiest year. That's what everybody says. This is my easiest year. Next year will be my hardest year. And as a senior, it's real easy. All you got to do is just go to classes. The next thing you know, all you do is just go to classes, stay here. You really got to do nothing. Because really, it's going to be your last year. But for right now, I'm just glad that I have this year. And this year is going to be, I'm going to try to make this my golden year. So when my golden year, meaning I won't have to really just, I don't really have to just do one thing to pass, and I can just do a lot of things and still pass, you know. I can play baseball and still get my head around in school instead of just focusing on one thing. And I have the right, I don't hang around the people I did last year, and some of the bad kids used to skip. I don't have classes with them anymore, so they can't try to motivate me or try to encourage me to do bad things, even though I really listen to them. But now I got the better kids, the one that want to learn, the one that want to do better in life. And now I can just hang out with them, and after I hang out with them, I can just go on with my life, you know, pay attention more in class. I have friends, but I just have friends that really do the same interests as me. So after that, I can really just pay more attention to myself more, and I focus on me, because last year I really wasn't focusing on me. Now this year is all about me. This year I don't really have to just to one person or just to what they're doing. Because another person has nothing to really do about me. I have everything to do about me. Everything that you see is what you see, and everything I do is what I do. I really have no business or what care of anybody else, what anybody else does. And so this is that year to do stuff right, you know. It's better than just having bad stuff. And so, and that's really fun. And the best thing I like about this year is I get to spend more time in the classes that I like. Because most of the classes that I got now and I like, I get to spend more time in there. And now the other classes I have short in. Like I said, I got geometry. I only spent a little bit of time in there. English too. I spend a little more, a little less time in there. But that's only it appears only if I'm having a great time or not. French, it's kind of fun in there. So I would like to say, yeah, I'm having a good time in there. I get to stay off more. And then where history, like where I gotta learn more about my history more. So that's gonna be a little shorter. Business and law is probably in the middle, because I still got to learn. It's like in the computer lab. I do more stuff on the computer, so it might be a little more fun. And chemistry, it's going to be more fun, because I do more stuff, like more lab stuff than I did last year. So all together, I'm going to have a great, great year. And I hope to have more news and stuff to tell, and so that way I can just keep up the good work, and I can try to stay with the latest info about stuff that I learned about new people and all the gossip and all the education rules and stuff that I can work on, and it'd be much easier for the rest of the school year. And
all right.
I would try to.
That's great. So great. You about ready to get out of here, man. You gave us a lot of information, man. So like you got a lot going on at school this year. I tell you what, so next week you could keep telling us more about school, give us some upcoming sport events and something that you're gonna be participating at school, and then in turn we'll encourage some of your friends to call us and say hello to you on your show here. We get ready to get out of here, Zagregory. Hey, man, you have a good evening. Have a great time at school. And looking forward to talking with you next week on the Gregory Show.
All right. See you later.
All right. Peace, brother. You've been listening to the Gregory Show. Comes on every Tuesday from 9 to 9:15. Please tune in next week and enjoy talking with Gregory and seeing what a young man is up to. And he tell you about his plight through high school. And he going to tell you from the beginning to the end what's going on and encourage you to keep up with Gregory as he talk about life, experience, and hope. Enjoy the evening. Enjoy this show. Peace out.